And W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. The situation is dire in the Gaza Strip as Israel continues to strike terrorist targets in the heavily populated enclave. British Egyptian doctor Omar Abdelmanan has been speaking with doctors in Gaza.
They are treating patients on the floor. They're amputating patients' limbs without anesthetic. They have said this is horrifying. This is inhumane.
6 weeks after it began, the auto worker strike is over. The announcement by UAW President Sean Fain.
Now that we have a groundbreaking tentative agreement at GM, we're officially suspending our stand-up strike against each of the big three.
As the world warms, more people will die of cardiovascular incidents, says study lead author and assistant professor of medicine at the University of Pennsylvania, Dr. Sameed Katana.
Here in the United States, neighborhoods with a higher proportion of minority individuals have lower tree cover than other neighborhoods.
The Texas Rangers have beaten the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-1 to take a 2-1 lead in the World Series. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he isn't sold on a Republican-led bill to address PFAS in Wisconsin. The bill would create a grant program to help communities affected by PFAS chemicals and provide aid, but it would also limit the state's Department of Natural Resources' ability to hold those polluters accountable. Evers didn't commit to either sign or veto the bill in an interview with Wisconsin Eye on Monday. Governor Evers and Republicans who control the state legislature remain far apart on boosting Wisconsin's economy and dealing with the state's child care crisis. Republicans are proposing wide-ranging tax cuts and child care deregulation. The Democratic governor says he'd veto those bills.
That is not going to impact inflation. If we're worried about inflation, let's do a middle-class tax cut, and that's it.
Evers appeared on the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is 97.5 FM locally grown radio. From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies today with snow likely, high of 36, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour, lows around 17 tonight, tomorrow high of 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your News Talk and Sports Station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Deep Three.
Deep Three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The Throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Because from what we know and some of the kind of anonymous tips and things that we've seen is that Mike Pence absolutely came to detest Donald Trump. He understands that Trump put he and his family at risk on January 6th. So much so, remember, that Mike Pence refused to go with his own Secret Service team and leave the Capitol because he didn't trust them to keep him safe. All those chants on Capitol Hill, hang Mike Pence, from the MAGA crowd. Pence kept all that inside, close to the vest, hoping that he could somehow launch his own comeback. But now that he is free from all that, free from the MAGA crowd, he kind of has only one recourse left. And that is to tell Jack Smith and any other person in the judicial system the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Remember, we've already had people like Mark Meadows flip on Trump. Is Mike Pence now going to go tell Jack Smith and others everything he knows to ensure that Donald Trump is going to be behind bars? Great question from Angie. And again, I'm not absolving Pence for other things he did, and he may have known about January 6th ahead of time. But I feel that at least me personally, I at least have to recognize that Pence wouldn't go along with the insurrection. And that cost him a legitimate chance of being president. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. Mark, how are you on this fine Monday?
I'm doing pretty good. And what it concerns me is the, and maybe the media, maybe the media is finally waking up to it, the threat that, the MAGA movement and the Christian national movement, nationalist movement, represent to the Republic. What fascinates me is that some of these people that on the religious right now, that the beliefs that they hold would have been anathema to the founders of the colonies, the original colonies, because they...
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation
and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Israeli ground forces attacking Hamas militants and infrastructure in northern Gaza as warplanes strike across the sealed-off territory.
A relentless exchange of rocket fire between Israel and Hamas. Israel rejecting calls for a ceasefire. Across Gaza, civilian suffering.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The United Nations and the United States are both urging Israel to prioritize the protection of civilians in its war with Hamas. This teenager in the West Bank believes the children of Gaza have been forgotten.
It makes me sick that the world is turning its back on us and it's not doing anything to protect us.
The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says 8,300 Palestinians have died since October 7th, and more than 1.4 million Palestinians in Gaza have fled their homes. Nurit Lamour, who lives in Tel Aviv, says she and her daughter used to bring food into Gaza and Palestinians into Israel for doctor's appointments. But then Hamas militants attacked Israel.
We have friends. We write to them. We want to help them. They cannot be helped until they demolish Hamas.
The UAW and GM have come to terms. Workers will get a 25% to 30% wage increase over the next 4 years. GM worker Judith Rice in Pontiac, Michigan.
I did a midlife career change, so this could be life-changing for a lot of us.
Public memorials have been springing up for the 18 people killed in a mass shooting last week in Lewiston, Maine. CBS News Boston reporter Christina Hager is in the stricken city.
Michelle Randazzo laying down a rose for every victim.
a red one for her brother-in-law, Brian McFarlane, who was proud to be one of the only few deaf truckers in the country.
You know, in addition to trying to process what happened to an immediate family member, you know, trying to process what happened to, you know, other people in our community and friends.
The FDA is warning about more than 24 eye drop products sold at popular chains, says CBS's Matt Piper.
The FDA notice applies to 26 eye drop products marketed under several store brands like CVS Health, Rite Aid, and Target Up and Up, in addition to the Leader, Rugby, and Velocity Pharma brands. The eye drops may contain bacteria that could cause eye infections, potentially blinding them. Federal investigators say they found the bacteria and in sanitary conditions at a manufacturing facility where several eye drop products are made.
Colorado lawyers seeking to disqualify former President Trump from running for the White House again argued yesterday that his role in the 2021 assault on the U.S. Capitol violates the Constitution's insurrection clause. One attorney said Trump summoned and organized the mob. Trump's campaign says the lawsuit is an attempt by Democrats to keep him from becoming president again. Monday was a very good day on Wall Street. The Dow closed up more than 1.5%. The S&P 500 was up almost 1.25%. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
See better and drive safer with new bulbs from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a better view of the road and save. Receive a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate plus 2x O Rewards points with the purchase of Sylvania Silver Star Ultra or select ZXE Twin Pack Bulbs. Replace your old bulbs and see better. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin heads to Bloomington to face the Hoosiers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers called on the state Supreme Court to throw out Wisconsin's current legislative maps in a legal brief filed Monday. The state Supreme Court announced Friday that it would take up the case challenging Wisconsin's maps. Evers joined State Attorney General Josh Call in writing a brief supporting redrawing the maps. Evers added he wants the case to move swiftly and that not one election should take place under the current gerrymandered maps. The Supreme Court will hear oral argument on the case next month. Four different hunting seasons in Wisconsin start next month. Gun deer season is the busiest. It starts November 18th. There are also hunting seasons for beaver, mink, muskrat, and otters. The Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters about safety and to make sure they have the proper permits. The DNR is telling non-hunters to be aware that a lot of people will be in and out of the woods in the coming weeks. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies today with snow likely. High of 36, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 17 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Over the weekend, the most powerful man in the House doesn't like divorce. Newly minted Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, thinks it's too easy to get divorced, and he'd like to change that. Let's give you a quote on old Mike Johnson. Quote, "In my generation, all we've ever known is the no-fault scheme, and any deviation from that seems like a radical move," Johnson said more than two decades ago. No-fault divorce, the scheme, Johnson has long admonished, allows one party to unilaterally file to end a marriage without having to prove things like adultery, imprisonment, or domestic abuse. These laws, mostly passed in the 1960s and 70s, were monumental in furthering women's financial, social, and professional independence as well as their safety. Johnson, though, believes that such laws are partly to blame for, and here's the quote, quote, completely
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
844-967-2789. Let's go to Mary. Thanks for listening. And Mary, I got my eyes dilated. Are you calling from Waukesha? Is that where you're at, or Wautoma?
No, I'm in Wauwatosa.
Wauwatosa. I know. I could see it started with a W. I'm sorry. Wauwatosa. Go ahead, Mary. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, Todd, I really appreciate the spirit you add to the Civic Media Network. I'm calling in on the news about Mike Pence dropping out of the race.
Sure.
And I've got a far-out question that came to mind, and I apologize if this has been raised before, but is there any possibility that our former vice president has hopes of becoming vice president again in 2024, and that's a reason for him dropping out?
My gut says no, and I think the indicator will be if he doesn't endorse Trump in the next 24 to 48 hours, I would say no. Again, the things that I've read and heard that are, you know, quote unquote anonymous or, you know, that people won't want to confirm it, is that Pence can't stand Trump. And that particularly after what he did on January 6th, that they have no relationship anymore. And so I just don't think the Pence would have any sort of want even though he joined the power. I just think that even Mike Pence has a line. He proved that on January 6th by not going along with insurrection. I think that Pence has a line, and I don't believe that Pence would be willing to go back and be the vice president. And quite frankly, I don't think that Trump would take him because he's called out Pence and saying that, you know, he couldn't, didn't have the strength essentially to do the job. And let me make real clear for a second here. When I say the Republican Party having died, I'm talking about nationally and at the state level. I understand that all across Wisconsin in rural counties in particular, there are people that are your county clerk or your county treasurer, maybe even your sheriff, who really aren't involved in party politics at all. But there are states around this, or counties around the state, who are just either Republican counties or Democratic counties. And you usually can't get elected even to a county post without running on the ticket that dominates that county. So I know of a lot of people who are great people who do a great job locally, who don't even go to the county party meetings for Republicans, but they just run on that ticket because that's the ticket that runs their county. I'm not talking about those folks, all right? I'm not talking about, unless one of those county officials has a Trump sign or a Trump flag up and goes all mega, well, then fine. But I'm not talking about those county folks who do a great job, who simply run under the Republican ticket because that's what wins their county. I'm talking about the people at the national level, at the state level. I'm talking about all of our Republican congressional delegation from Wisconsin who voted for Mike Johnson. Well, except Derek Van Orten, who took a powder over in Israel and didn't vote, but he still expresses his support for Mike Johnson. Those people are the ones who have essentially, in my opinion, are no longer Republicans, but are MAGA folks. Once again, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to, I believe, McFarland. Tom and McFarland, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. And as far as, you know, the Republican Party being dead, I would say it's been dead for decades. If you take a look at what the Republican Party platform was of the 1870s and compare that with the Republican Party platform of today, they are night and day. Don't forget that fighting Bob La Follette, who was one of Wisconsin's most progressive governors, he was a Republican running out of the Progressive Party,
right,
of the Republican Party. There is to say that the Republicans of today have any bearing within the party of Lincoln, you might as well say they call themselves Whigs, because there's absolutely no comparison between the two. But as far as MAGA and your modern Republican, keep in mind that all of the policies espoused by Ronald Reagan, who was considered the saint of the Republican Party, he would be primaried today. He never would get the presidential nomination running as Reagan.
100%.
So, yeah, there's a huge difference between the two.
I couldn't agree.
Thank you.
Yep, agree. Thank you, Tom. Tom McFarland. If you want to join the discussion, we'd welcome your calls. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I could not agree more with Tom about what he just said. That Ronald Reagan would absolutely be primary today. He called Russia the evil empire, the Soviet Union, the evil empire. And now today you have a new Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who announced that he's going to separate the aid package between Ukraine and Israel. Fine with pushing through the aid to Israel, which I support, but does not want to push through the aid to Ukraine. An unprovoked attack by Vladimir Putin and the Soviets, essentially that's what they are. Remember, Putin is a former KGB person, wants to see the old Soviet Union reincarnated. Communism is on the verge of attacking Europe vis-a-vis Ukraine. And we have a Speaker of the House who calls himself Republican who doesn't want to fund that. There is nobody happier, I don't believe. Well, maybe Donald Trump. Trump and Putin are the two happiest people to have Mike Johnson in the Speaker's chair. These people have nothing in common, as the caller said, with the former Republican Party. Yes, Bob La Follette, fighting Bob La Follette, was a Republican before he started the Progressive Party. Lee Sherman Dreyfus in the 1980s, as a Republican governor of the state, signed into law the first piece of legislation to protect gay people from being fired from their job simply for being gay. Republican Party has a long, the old party, had a long history of equality. These people, not so much. Let's go to Bill in Milwaukee. Bill, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hi. Thanks for picking this up. Your point about the county level officers, office holders, and what their affiliation with the party is, very well taken. I happen to follow Chicago area politics and for decades. It's fascinating. And one thing that's been happening down there that I guess is indicative of where it's going, as you, I'm sure, know, Collar counties, the suburban counties around the Chicago area, used to be tremendous Republican strongholds. And then starting in the 90s, first they moved away, stopped voting Republican for president. They stopped voting Republican for governor. They began electing more and more Democrats to Congress and the state legislature. And now you are seeing the final chapter of that. You are starting to see Democrats getting elected at the county level. And the reason that for that is, it's when those counties were overwhelming Republican 40 years ago. It wasn't necessarily because all those people loved Ronald Reagan or loved Jim Thompson, the Republican governor in that era. It was more like, name your office. If you're an ambitious lawyer who'd like to be state's attorney, you're an ambitious cop who'd like to be sheriff, you're an ambitious bookkeeper that'd like to be county clerk, county treasurer. There was no point in bothering being a Democrat, running as a Democrat. You had to become a Republican.
Great.
And it's, by the way, just the opposite of the way is in the city of Chicago. So now people
Bill, I'm up against a break. I'm up against a break, Bill. Sorry about that. But call back if you want or stay on the line. We'll pick it up after the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
True, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
You can read the reviews. Excellent service, outstanding food, fun environment. But why not enjoy Fajitas Tapas and Bar in Middleton yourself? Fajitas Tapas and Bar is open 4 to 10 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 4 to 9 Sunday. And though new, it's already a top 10 pick on Yelp. Find your unique flavor and fresh ingredients at Fajitas Tapas and Bar on the corner of Parmenter and University, downtown Middleton. Call 608-203-8048.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Snow likely becoming mixed precipitation today, otherwise cloudy. High of 37, northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. 20 tonight, mainly clear. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. That's right. We start at noon now. Noon until 2 each and every day, Monday through Friday. Our friend and colleague Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, now an expanded two-hour show. Matt Flynn Direct from 2 until 4. So stay tuned and listen to him. He will take you to the front lines of history being made. Don't forget, you can call in and talk to us, 844-967-2789. Has the Republican Party died? With Mike Johnson ascending to the Speaker's chair in Congress, combined with Mike Pence having dropped out this weekend, it's a sign that the Republican Party is simply no more, at least not in the same iteration it used to be. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Bill, joining us before the break there, thanks for calling back, Bill. Didn't mean to cut you off. I was up against a break, but continue with your thoughts, please.
I understand. I understand. I'm back. Anyway, the point I was making, I was telling about those collar counties around Chicago. My prediction is in the next 10 to 15 years, because the Milwaukee area tends to be about 10, 15, 20 years behind Chicago in a lot of things, you're going to see the Wall counties around Milwaukee moving in that direction. Ozaukee County especially already has started moving in that direction. Mm-hmm. And it's going to get to the point where now, like I said, then it'll be, you know, you're that clerk or, somebody like an accountant or someone wants to be elected county clerk or county treasurer, a cop would want to be elected sheriff, a lawyer would like to be DA. You can now run in either party. You don't have to run as a Republican anymore.
Sure.
And I think that's how it's going to be in at least in those areas.
Well, we've seen already, right, in the last gubernatorial election, and also the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court race. Part of the reason that Tony Evers and Janet Protasiewicz won was because the Republicans did not turn out as intense in those Wow counties as Democrats did in other parts of the state. We've seen that vote already go down to a certain degree.
And you're seeing it happen. And like I said, I think that's going to make a big difference in the way we're talking about there. And you're right about the Republicans in general. I mean, it's just incredible. You had mentioned, for example, Governor Dreyfus. You had the same in numerous other states. You had Republican governors, obviously Nelson Rockefeller, sure, George Romney, Mitt's father, that accomplished things at their state level. Or I've even heard people, many Republicans even say now, Richard Nixon could never get nominated as a Republican anymore. Nixon, remember, Nixon's the man who established environmental protection.
Right. More recently what Arnold Schwarzenegger did in California.
Arnold Schwarzenegger definitely, by the end of his governorship in California, his worst enemies in the legislature were the Republicans.
Right.
And you're right. Arnold was an old-fashioned moderate Republican and cared very deep, for whatever reason, cares very deeply about the environment. And that's enough reason right in itself to chase somebody from the current day Republican Party.
Bill, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call. Call at any time. Really appreciate you. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Gary in Sussex. Gary, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, I'm your conservative buddy. Remember that.
And of course. Always appreciate you listening and calling in. What's your viewpoint on this?
Well, you were talking about Mega Mike a little while ago. And, you know, I think you might have taken this out of context. I have no idea where you got it from. And I'm sure that he said it. But if he's talking about, if you expand, I'm sure he's talking about the nuclear family, a dad and a mom, that the kids would grow up a lot, you know, in better shape and better mind and everything else. Making divorce real simple, then you're going to have a single mom trying to raise teenagers, you know. And it was like, you know, when I grew up, I didn't have a dad. My parents got divorced and I was running wild. Now I'm 71 years old. I straightened my life out quite a bit.
I appreciate you're saying, and if he would clarify it that way, I'd be happy to take him at his word. But he's not. When these things are being brought up that he has said in the past as a full-fledged adult, as an attorney, in some cases as a congressman, he's not denying this. And in fact, he keeps referring people back to the Bible and saying, if you want to know what I think, you know, and apparently he just in the Old Testament, because he doesn't talk a lot about the New Testament. And, you know, I'm a product of divorce as well. My parents were divorced when I was like 11. I turned out okay. I didn't turn out to be a hoodlum. I didn't go wild. I think it's to say that, you know, parents who get divorced, their kids don't turn out well. Sure, that could be, but you can also have parents that stay together. I just think that there are reasons, specific reasons, whether it is domestic abuse, addiction, adultery. And to say that women don't have the right to divorce their spouse because one person or a party wants to take that away, I think that is setting women's rights back quite a bit.
No, I think that women's, you know, I'm a heating contractor, so I deal with these women all the time. And I asked them, I said, you know, I'm really sorry that you're, oh, no, I am much happier. This guy was terrible. You know, my sister was divorced, and her husband, you know, a verbalized kind of like
verbal abuse. Sure, verbal abuse.
Yeah.
Which is as bad, by the way, as physical abuse. But yeah, I agree. Go ahead.
It's worse.
Yeah.
I've had my wife slap me around a couple times, and then they have me sit there and tell me how stupid I am all the time and stuff like that. So, you know, it's bad. So I think the point that he was making was about trying to keep the families together and not making it too easy to get divorced. That's what I think.
And you're entitled to it. If he would say that, Gary, I would say, okay, I'll take you at the word. The point is, he's not saying what you just said. He's sticking to his guns of wanting to end no-fault divorce. So that's
right.
And I wish he would, if he truly has modified himself, then he needs to come forward and do that. But when given opportunities by Fox News, no less, he doesn't take those opportunities. And that's what disturbs me as a former 30-year Republican who, you know, supported people like Tommy Thompson and Steve Gunderson and, you know, Lee Sherman Dreyfus. Those people could no longer get elected in today's MAGA party because it's just changed. And whether that's for good or bad, I guess for other people to decide at the ballot box. But I don't think that it's awful hard to detest that it or contest that the party's changed. Don't you think, Gary?
Well, my personal opinion is, I've seen it. Everything changed probably in the last 6 years.
Right.
From the moment Donald Trump came down the elevator at Trump Tower, from that moment until right now, the whole world changed.
Yep.
It's upside down.
Up against the break. Sorry, I got to go. But always appreciate calling. Appreciate your perspective. Welcome anytime. Stay tuned. Hour number two. What's worse? You're not going to want to miss it. Also, we have Sarah Bunting talking about the new Frasier reboot. Your phone calls and more. This is the Todd Allball Show along with Mr. Aaron Zomers on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Israeli ground troops are pushing deeper into Gaza today. CBS's Ian Lee reports from Tel Aviv.
The fighting has intensified since the weekend. We've heard artillery, bombs, and machine gun fire targeting Hamas in Gaza. We're